Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Ren Steffen of NCX. Ren, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hello. Hi. Nice to be here.
Yeah, super excited to have you on, Ren. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about him so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Ren is a growth strategist, business builder, and speaker and author. He had an extensive career with Austin Consulting Group and in various leadership roles across the world, working with senior decision makers in business and government on critical leadership and management topics. He witnessed firsthand how much complexity has overwhelmed the strategy, organization, and execution, and why fighting and defeating complexity is the critical missing link in the leadership equation. As founding partner and CEO of NCX, he focuses on senior to senior advisory, seminars, and conferences aimed at changing leaders' mindset and actions towards ending complexity. His upcoming book, The Ultimate Leadership Challenge, identifies the failure to end complexity as the most critical barrier to true performance and outlines the required principles and journey for leaders to fight and defeat the complexity disease. Ren, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Happy to. Thanks for the intro.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for doing so many awesome things and helping us to be a lot more effective and simplistic in a lot of things that we're doing. So before we jumped into that, I just wanted to hear a little bit more on what I call your CEO story and what led you to get started with your business.
Sure. I mean, I started as an engineer. I turned management consultant, then entrepreneur and speaker and writer. So as you rightly mentioned, I mean, my core DNA is spending 20 years working with senior executives on the most challenging problems. And that is the core of, what I did. And this is where I discovered how much complexity is, so problematic for leaders. I've seen complexity spread far and deep, eating away many leaders' potential, denying them the performance and success they deserve. I think this is not acceptable. And I think every leader aiming for true performance should actually think about what complexity is and how they should fight it. So after about 20 years of management consulting, I'm moved to starting NCX, and we can talk about this, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely appreciate that. And I think that, so many times, and I don't know if you feel this exact same way, but I know Steve Jobs has this quote where, or I think it's a concept, or it might be a quote, he says it a lot more eloquently than I'm about to say it, but he basically says that you have to work to be kind of simple or to get to really be precise. And I think a lot of times complexity to me, and I don't know if you find this with, the clients that you work with, sometimes means that you're maybe not clear on exactly what it is that you're doing, and it can affect you as a leader.
Well, definitely. I mean, complexity means a lot of things, but to get back to roughly what you mentioned about Steve, I think Leonardo da Vinci has a quote, a very important quote that I typically mention in my seminars and in my advisory with leaders. He basically says, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. I mean, that's a very short sentence, but it tells you a lot that you have to aim to end complexity. You have to aim for simplicity as a goal. I mean, it's not like, I think about complexity when I feel that life is becoming a little bit complex. It's more of a mindset that day in, day out, actually says, I want to extract complexity out of my life, because that is the only path to the true performance. I think that's extremely important. And I'm sure Steve is absolutely on board with that.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. It's definitely powerful. I think, so many times we get caught up in so many different things that to be able to aim for simplicity and have that as a North Star is something that a lot of times we overlook and forget and just assume happens. But I know obviously you're doing that with NCX. So what I want to do is just hear a little bit more about, how you're working with clients and what exactly you're doing.
Sure. I mean, we focus on the triangle of leadership, complexity, and performance. We basically strive to rally leaders around the world to focus their mindsets on fighting and defeating complexity across strategy, organization, and execution in business, government, and life in general. We basically operate in three main entities, but I'll focus on one more today, which what we call NCX. I mean, NCX centers on disseminating the ideas and changing mindset. It is a senior-to-senior advisory firm with high-caliber professionals providing seminars, conferences, boot camps, and senior-level coaching. Basically, it carries the battle against complexity to where it matters most, in my view, which are the mindsets and hearts of decision makers, to help leaders fight and defeat the complexity disease. So basically, we advise leaders, we run seminars, we run conferences, and we make sure that we can help leaders actually defeat complexity as the only path to true performance. That's at the heart of what we do. We do that in Europe and the US. Maybe we can go broader, but at this stage, these are kind of the two regions in which we are focusing. Now, on the side of NCX, and doesn't mean it's less important, but we also have started a growth fund. Basically, we are acquiring small and medium-sized enterprises to actually activate their growth. And we are also building a platform that is looking for technological breakthroughs to decomplexify business models. So it's all under the same umbrella, leadership, complexity, performance. You know, we do it through helping leaders build their businesses much better. We also build businesses ourselves, and we're looking for some breakthrough business model innovators that we can actually leverage.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that, and you know, appreciate all the work you're doing, and you know, especially obviously related to the disease of complexity, as you kind of talked about. Now, let me and definitely correct me if I'm wrong. I think that a lot of times the work that you start out with NCX starts to create that domino effect in the products that obviously you guys create, but also the, you know, supporting products or supporting initiatives that people have as well too. But it sounds like it starts in kind of like that mindset piece, and you said in the heart as well too. Is that really where it starts, and then it manifests itself in those other different ways?
It absolutely starts from the mindsets. I mean, I've seen it. Maybe I can put a small anecdote there. Mm-hmm. I was once waiting in front of the office of a CEO that I had never met before, but I had a meeting with him, and waiting in the office. And you know, you see in the offices, you can see kind of the mission, vision, and mission of the company and the strategy and all that on the walls. And he had also on top of that, he had a big transformation program on the walls, you know, well designed with, you know, a lot of initiatives, you know, color tracking to figure out where they are, etc. That was interesting to see. And then I went in, and basically the CEO said, is again, first time I meet him, and he said, look, this meeting is about figuring out how and help me manage this transformation program. Basically, I told him, well, if that is what he's expecting of me, managing this transformation program, this is going to be a very short conversation. What I meant actually is, you know, we should not manage complexity. And this is what I spent the next 2 hours with the CEO saying, look, there is no point about managing complexity. It has failed again and again and again. All these big frameworks, all these transformational approaches, we know that about 70% of them actually fail, either completely or they do not reach their potential. So what we need to focus on is on ending complexity. Mm-hmm. And ending complexity meaning basically three things. It means by first, a change of mindset that actually sees complexity where it is. I can talk about this a little bit later if you want, because we become blind to it. We become just used to the way it is. And therefore, we are blind to it. We don't see it. And we operate within complexity day in, day out. That's the first step. That's what you mentioned, Gresh, when you said, you know, it's about the mindsets. I fully agree. That is the first step. By the way, I call it in my book, Take the Red Pill. I don't know if you remember the movie,
Neo.
The Matrix, right?
Yes,
it's exactly that. It's exactly that. You know, you have to take the red pill. You have to see the world exactly as it is, because I've, you know, in my experience, most leaders and very, very strong leaders, like all of us, you know, we become blind to what's around us. So it does absolutely start from that. And then there are two other steps we can talk about. But to your question, it starts absolutely with the mindset, a change in mindset.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely huge, because I'm glad you kind of touched on that, because that was going to be, you know, something I was wondering as well, too, is like a lot of times when you have, if you're so close to it, especially as a lot of leaders are in senior leadership in their organizations and companies, like how do you know when you have that complexity? It probably manifests itself in certain ways, and you start to see it and realize that that is a kind of result of being too complex and not having that simplicity in your organization.
Absolutely. And of course, it's very difficult to see, as you know, as in taking the red pill.
Yes.
All of us would need help in that. And, you know, that's what we provide. The first, you know, the ability to help leaders actually see where complexity is. And there are, you know, multiple indicators that work with leaders on that, leaders and senior executives. One of them, it's also probably an interesting anecdote. We call it in the book, the home renovation paradox. It's very simple. I mean, somehow, but you know, imagine you buy a house, and then you know you get a kid, and then you add a bedroom, and maybe you buy a car, and you make a bigger garage, and then maybe you need a bigger kitchen, or you add a veranda on the. But what I'm trying to say is that 10 years into the home renovation, you find yourself with a house that is, you know, somewhat. But you can see that there are new houses popping up in the neighborhood that are much better than yours, even though your house, you know, you spent a lot of time and energy on renovating it. What's happening is that your house has become complex. Mm-hmm. And because you've added things incrementally, that's what we call also kind of the incremental improvement paradox. Every decision you've made in terms of renovating the house was absolutely logical, was warranted. I'm not saying that these were stupid decisions. What I'm saying, that's why I call it a paradox. The addition of a number of decisions actually lead to a suboptimal outcome. And that is extremely important for leaders. So they could have done many good things across the years. It does not mean that where they are is the best outcome they can be. And we help them look at this and dismantle kind of all these incremental decisions, which basically our next step, the first step is take the red pill. Mm-hmm. The next step we go with them is what we call reframe, redefine, redesign. Basically, you, in many, many instances, and that was the case with the CEO story I just mentioned, in many instances, you have to actually reframe, redefine, redesign what you have with a blank sheet. Take out all the things that do not matter. Focus only on what matters. And it's a tough thing to do because we are attached to everything around us, but it is the only thing to do so that you can reach true performance.
I definitely appreciate that. And so now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And you might have already touched on this, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart or makes your organization unique?
Our secret sauce is to work with leaders on these three things: change of mindset, complete redesign, take out everything that doesn't matter, and then, you know, giving them the courage to focus, because focus means saying no, and saying no means, you know, sometimes, you know, upsetting people. And so we work on these three angles. That's our position.
Awesome. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
The two famous quotes I strive to live by, if I can. One we've already mentioned, which is Leonardo da Vinci saying simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, mm-hmm. meaning you put simplicity as a goal day in, day out. And because you have to do it day in, day out. It's not like, you know, you remember it once a month. That's a big thing. The other one is Albert Einstein. He basically said, you probably know this one, any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. So these are two things that, you know, I take as paramount.
So would you consider that to be what I call like your CEO hack, which is a CEO nugget, which is like a word of wisdom or piece of advice that you would give?
It would be, I guess. That's very important that, you know, whatever you're preaching, you have to make sure you apply to yourself. And the second piece is, what are we preaching, which are the two things I've just mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Randy, what does being a CEO mean to you?
To me, CEO means two things. It means accountability and responsibility. Accountability, because I'm accountable for everything. You know, the buck stops here. I mean, there is no point blaming others, etc. Of course, you need to make sure you manage people and lead them appropriate way and give, you know, sometimes negative feedback or constructive feedback for things that don't work. But at the end, I am accountable. That's very important. The second one, and the last one, I'm responsible for everyone, meaning my decisions affect the lives of those in my ecosystem. I'm not running alone. I'm responsible for everyone.
I appreciate that definition. Appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get hold of you, get a copy of the book, and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
Well, of course, Yuma, you can look at our website, and the book is coming up in the summer. But I mean, the book is one of the tools. We're already applying the same tools in the book, you know, with all our seminars, boot camps, and senior advisory. So if you believe you're suffering from complexity, we can help. Or other experts that, you know, put complexity at the heart of what they do. There are not many. That's one. The second one is, sometimes you don't even know that you suffer from complexity. So even if you have problems in terms of performance, we may be able to help you think about whether it is complexity that is the cause, basically.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Rand. I truly appreciate that. We will have the links and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. But thank you for letting, you know, us know about complexity, creating awareness around it, and of course, giving us the tools and the expertise to be able to fight it as well, too. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate you even more, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.